This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society has expressed its deepest shock and condemnation over the brutal murder of junior teacher Yapi Potom. The society said the tragic incident is not only a grave loss to our community and family, but also a stark reminder of the persistent threats faced by women in the society. It called upon the state government and law enforcement agencies to ensure a swift, transparent, and thorough investigation into the case, and also appealed to extend comprehensive support to the two minor children left behind by the deceased. Meanwhile, the Kargu Kardi Welfare Society and the Lodu Au Welfare Society, along with the victim's father, have jointly demanded a thorough investigation, including verification of past criminal records of the accused, if any, across all police stations. Governor Keerthi Parnaik on Thursday attended the maiden theatrical play Tiranga in Tawang, staged by the Monpa Artist Forum under the direction of Chanpa Norbu. The theatrical production offered a vivid and compelling portrayal of the historic journey of Major Khating, whose leadership and vision played a pivotal role in bringing Tawang under Indian sovereignty. The governor recalled the legendary figure who hoisted the national flag at Tawang on 14 February 1951, marking a defining moment in the region's history. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, recalling the Simla conference, reaffirmed that Tawang has always been an integral part of India. Chief Minister Pema Khandu visited the Winter Adventure Tawang 2026 training undergoing at Panga Teng Cho Lake today. He called it a step toward building a winter sports ecosystem in Arunachal Pradesh and a promising beginning for youth, sports and sustainable tourism in the region. Commenced on 5th April, 46 trainees are undergoing expert training in skiing and snowboarding under the Skimo India Federation. The training will continue till 14th April and the championship will be held on 15th April. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main visited the 2x1.5 megawatt Sharo Micro Hydroelectric Project under Jang in West Kaming District today. He informed the project is currently under trial run and is expected to be ready for inauguration in the next month. The deputy CM said it marks a significant step towards strengthening local power generation, reducing dependency on external sources and ensuring stable electricity supply for nearby communities. Harnessing clean hydropower in such regions not only support sustainable development but will also improve the quality of life for our people. He was accompanied by Chief Engineer HPT Kameng Basin Durik Kamduk, along with officers from the Power and Hydropower Department. The second day and last day of the Deputy Commissioner's Conference in Tawang today held discussions focused on critical areas such as environmental protection and regulation of forests and wildlife, strengthening transport governance and road safety, and unlocking Arunachal Pradesh's potential as a world-class tourism destination. Deliberation was also held on the Gyan Bharatam mission and on how technology and artificial intelligence can further enhance governance and service delivery. Arunachal Pradesh government has officially transferred additional powers and functions of urban planning, including town planning and regulation of land use and construction of buildings, to the municipal bodies of the state of Arunachal Pradesh with immediate effect. An official notification for the same was issued on 6th March last. Rajiv Gandhi University Ronnie Hills Doimukh today felicitated its medal-winning karate players for their outstanding performance at the Northeast Zone Inter-University Karate Championship Men and Women 2025-26 and the All India Inter-University Karate Championship Men and Women 2025-26. It was held at Dibrugarh University, Assam from 1st to 9th April under the aegis of the Association of Indian Universities. At the Northeast Zone Inter-University Karate Championship, the RGU team secured the second runner-up position among 76 participating universities. At the All India Inter-University Karate Championship, the RGU athletes won 1 silver and 2 bronze medals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.